I'm telling you. Oh, I'm telling you. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Hey, pick it up. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Winner's Lounge.
Let's go.
Man,
back to back Winner's Lounge with the fellas. What a treat.
Oh, what a relief.
This one's a treat.
You're
right.
Sometimes a relief can be a treat.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. How do we do on the old DraftKings app?
Good and bad.
Did we do good and bad?
Good and bad.
Mixed bag. All right.
Jokic got his rebounds.
That was a
lot. Monte had 8 points, which was the line. Or maybe it was 8.5. I don't know.
Is this a don't check till tomorrow or don't check till Saturday?
Denny Avdia was trending towards a double-double most of the night.
Yeah.
Trending there. Nuggets get the win, though. More important than our money-making was the fact that the Nuggets get back-to-back wins. They pick up three out of five on this road trip, which we said coming into it would be good. So vibes are up for us, and vibes are up for Brandon Vogt.
Hashtag give Mike the Rock. What a night. I feel great, man. We needed an easy one.
There's only Vogt's agenda. It's like all he's got.
But
the good news is he's got so many agendas.
I do have myriad agendas.
He can talk about anything.
He doesn't have two agenda.
Bragenda.
A tapestry of agendas, if you will. Over there, we got Harrison Wind.
I'm just going to coast on through this winner's lounge. That's what I'm going to do.
I love your guys' one-liners. And then over there's D-Line.
What's up, guys? Great to be here in the Winner's Lounge. I never want to leave, so let's not.
We won't. Our top story tonight, my laptop is broken. So I've only
That's
got
our top
handwritten
story.
Notes?
I've got handwritten notes.
I've got handwritten notes.
I was telling you guys it downstairs, but I haven't written. Honest to God, when was the last...
It's hard, right?
Yeah, I haven't, like, handwritten.
My handwriting is so bad.
I've only signed my name or filled out forms,
Your
but I haven't, like...
Your hand starts to cramp a little?
That part, no, but I had no idea how bad my penmanship is. It's terrible, man. Honest to God, you should... Do you want to give the fast break?
Oh, my God.
Don't hand that
to me, please. I can't read it.
Those are broken up by quarter, so first quarter.
Well, these are good notes.
Yeah.
First quarter. Porzingis on fire.
Accurate.
MPJ on
Zinging
fire.
Zinging him up there.
There you go.
Porzingis was on one to start this game.
Porzingis was like a prime Michael Jordan tonight for a while.
I'm going to tell my kids that was actually Larry Bird.
You got more?
No, I just... Porzingis is on fire. MPJ is on fire.
That's first quarter.
That's it for the first quarter. Let's move on to the second quarter.
All right.
Bench play more or less even, but Washington is bad.
Also accurate.
I think this is right.
These are good notes so far.
Man, I feel like I'm in the game again.
Wow.
Starters lose their minutes. AG getting cooked one-on-one.
Remember that in the second quarter?
That definitely happened.
AG is one of the like not as great storylines for tonight. We'll get to that. And he was in that second quarter getting cooked a little bit. And by different guys. It wasn't like Porzingis was cooking. It was everybody.
Denny.
Quarter three is where things got better for us. Murray.
Wait, is that all of quarter two?
Yeah, that's it.
No, there's
quarter
more?
Two.
No, that's it. Bro. I'm not all kidding. Right. Quarter three, Murray, Jokic, Porter all hit a three.
To open up the quarter. You guys
to open up
that?
A quarter. MPJ hit a few more. That's accurate.
Yeah.
Jokic, Euro stomp shot fake. You want to talk about
that?
Yeah,
I do want to talk about this one. So do you guys know what I'm talking about? First of all, the Euro stomp, I didn't coin this. Somebody used that. It might have been one of our guys. It might have been Voya. I don't know. To talk about Luka, how when Luka does a Euro stomp, he slows down or a Euro step, and he makes it a stomp where he like stomps. Yeah. Jokic does it too, and he always has. But what's new is, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, I think it's this year. What's new is now he shot fakes, but it's not really a shot fake. He just puts the ball like this.
He learned that from Jeff Green, I think.
Maybe. Yeah, Jeff Green does do the dumb shot fake. But this one's on the move, and guys always jump for it. It's the weirdest move. It's not. It doesn't look like a shot. It doesn't look like anything, but yet guys jump.
It's a Sombor stomp.
Are you guys... I don't know if we can keep doing this.
I know.
This.
It can't be... It has to be like the...
it's like,
it's like the horsey hezzy.
All right.
The dream catcher dance.
Oh, yeah. The dream catcher.
The dream hezzy
is the inverted up and under.
This last note's actually a good one.
Oh, really? They're all good.
Big Four play 11 minutes in the third.
They
push the lead to 16.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
We didn't talk about that a lot here, I think. Malone has a new bench rotation. Don't play him.
Don't play him.
Yeah, it's really
Don't
good.
Don't play him. And then finally, one note here in the fourth. Wizards cut it to 10. How'd the game end?
Oh, then the Nuggets put Jokic back in and they murdered him. So nice.
Yeah, what a great first
break.
We need
to get Adam a new laptop, I think. we need some better notes.
Hey, good job reading that sloppy handwriting. I guess it wasn't as sloppy
as
I thought.
It's better than my own handwriting.
Start us off, D-Line. What's your big takeaway?
Nuggets are back.
The Nuggets are bad?
They're back.
Oh, they're back.
They're back.
So like, far away.
I know. This is... We're both in
strange places.
Thank God
we finally
places.
Won a game with this new setup.
No, but like, they beat the hell out of a vastly inferior competition. It was a little touch and go in the first half, and then they just turned on the Jets. The third quarter, they just absolutely beat down the Wizards. It was like, this is what you want to see out of a team that is the number one seed in the West going up a team that has no interest in winning in the East. And Jokic was magnificent, as he always is. Mike was magnificent. There's just everybody was kind of doing what they needed to do. And the starters just took care of business, man. It's like what you want to see.
Plus 28s tonight. Three different guys plus 28. I don't remember what the fourth guy was. Do you have it? Because I don't have my laptop.
God damn it.
I don't have it readily available here to look at.
This is going to be an issue.
It's going to be an issue for
how are you going to know what time we're at?
Your phone is kind of like a tiny laptop.
KCP was a plus six. I mean, you know why.
He staggered with the bench. How many minutes of good basketball did they play tonight?
11.
No, I mean, they played a good first quarter. They played a good third quarter. They sagged in the middle. And then the fourth quarter was like nothing. That didn't really count. But they, in the early and then the, like, needing to take control back of the game portion, they were dominant. Like, absolutely dominant.
Well, they were.
What's your big takeaway, Wynn?
My big takeaway is building off of that. And, I mean, the reason they were dominant is because the starters played the entire third quarter pretty much.
Yep.
Jamal Murray, KCP / Bruce Brown, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., Nikola Jokic. And thank God for the starters. Like, just thank you, basketball
thank you
gods,
for the starters.
And Calvin Booth for giving us
Tim Conley
this starting lineup this season. You were talking about the plus minus a second ago. If you've looked at just the plus minus leaderboard in the NBA this season, four out of the top five guys on it are in the Nuggets starting lineup.
Who's the imposter? Jason Tatum?
Jason Tatum.
Yep.
But Nikola Jokic leads the NBA. He's plus 608 this year.
600?
Second place is KCP, who's plus 513. So after this game, Jokic is going to climb even higher. He's like over 100 above the second guy on this list, who is his teammate. And Jokic has only played like the 35th most minutes in the NBA this season. It's unbelievable how dominant the Nuggets are when he and Denver's starting lineup is on the floor. And I mean, that was the reason Denver blew this game open in the third quarter.
Yep.
The starters played pretty much the entire quarter. Denver won the quarter 39-16. It's really as simple as that. Thank you, basketball gods, starters.
And also, thank you for playing defense tonight, starters. I appreciate you.
Yeah. A pretty easy team to play defense against tonight. That's why it was so weird in the beginning when Denver was giving up 30 points or whatever it was. But why are we talking about old stuff? I mean,
they did look good, man.
I will say this, though. we talk about stagger versus no stagger. Tonight, what if the key was play the starters for 12 minutes, sit them for four, play them for another 8, play them for another 12, sit them for 4, and then play for 8. And the reason I say that is that starting unit is such a knockout punch that when you play it 5 minutes and then start to sub, I wonder if it's not as powerful as playing them just 10 straight minutes. They have momentum the entire time.
I mean, this is why the starters have played so many minutes together and like why the Nuggets starting lineup is one of the most used lineups in the NBA and why like we see all bench or close to all bench lineups, and we have for so many minutes during the Jokic era. It's because Denver just works teams when those guys are on the floor. And like, I just think the Nuggets have wanted to maximize those minutes as much as possible.
Vote.
I'm just going to shine a light on Jokic. He doesn't need it. We all see it. But I've had so much else to talk about this season. We all have, other than how good Jokic is, that I've almost taken him for granted, as I've said. And he had that little, I guess, mini slump recently. It just looked like his heart wasn't in basketball for a few games. We're out of that, man. He looks so ready to lead a team in the playoffs to me. He is so good, and this game didn't require him to get into fifth or sixth gear, but these last two games for me were, like, I'm not even looking at the box scores, just watching him play, it was back to that, oh yeah, like, why would I ever doubt this guy? He knows what the right play is every time, and this is easy for him. This game is easy for him.
Yeah.
And today, it like, he barely got out of bed to dominate. It's too easy to do it, to take him for granted, but he is one of my favorite things about being a sports fan ever in my life.
See, Tommy here says, Jokić looked like he was fueled by delicious Serbian food. Kale, do you have it? We tweeted it out. Go to the Nuggets account. The homies from Umbar were in attendance tonight.
Really?
Remember, Jokić always goes to...
Or just like the Umbar PR team out in full force.
They gave us one free meal. It was the greatest investment ever. But it was a fantastic meal. But they were at the, they had a little Umbar restaurant. He was fueled by... We've got to get... They had Serbian Heritage Night.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
We had Serbian food in D.C. Denver really has to get with it, man.
We got to bring Umbar to Denver.
Umbar.
This is a hilarious sign.
It really
this
is
great marketing. Like, I got to give props to them. Tip of the hat. Great marketing for Umbar.
Why don't we have the DNVR bar loves Bruce Brown or something like that?
Yeah. We should get that one going. It would have been Bones Highland, and then it would have gone really poorly.
I know. DNVR bar loves Bones.
Yeah, Colt Diggs exposed. Yeah. To be honest.
No, I mean, you guys were talking about Jokić here, you know, kind of the easiest big takeaway to have. He's always picking. I'm not saying,
you know.
It sounded like an insult. But honestly, tonight's game for me was like an A-minus Jokić game, but yet he's just so freaking dominant. We're spoiled. 12 of 16 tonight. I know I have that one memorized. Because one of those misses he grabbed, he really only missed three meaningful shots tonight.
One was a three.
Oh, shooting the three. Willing three-point shooter.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed it tonight.
Yeah, I just felt like this game was... It was so dominant. I mean, the Wizards have the type of front court in Gafford and Porzingis that Jokić can just walk into 31 points on 12 of 16 shooting against. And the Wizards, they don't really do anything too complex on D. They don't really have the personnel, the long, lanky defenders that can really, you know, give Jokić an ounce of trouble.
Yeah.
They just don't have those guys. Yeah. It was just a pretty straightforward game from him.
Yeah, they also had no interest in winning this game.
Yeah, I mean, they are in 1-2-3 Miami mode.
Especially after tonight, man. Yeah. Washington.
This was probably the final dagger in their season tonight. And, I mean, yeah, Jokić dominated. He absolutely dominated. It wasn't that tough for him.
Eric, I know you've probably looked at this so you know the answer, but didn't it feel like Porzingis had more points than Jokić tonight? Jokić had a lot of points, but
Porzingis came out early. He hit every shot for what felt like two quarters, and then he got really quiet down as all non-Jokić players do. Like, they have hot moments. Jokić is like the only like steady force we have in the NBA where you can just always count on him to show up, do what he's going to do. But I mean, if I didn't know already. Like, Porzingis was unbelievable.
You would have at least thought even in points.
Bro, Porzingis is not a player I've thought about in like a year. He was incredible. To start this game, he was absolutely incredible. But then down the line, like, Jokić just, I mean, a player like Porzingis tonight especially, like, he can hit shots, he can make a lot of impressive plays, but he doesn't play winning basketball. He doesn't get anybody else involved. It's a lot of ISO. Jokić just does everything that needs to happen. He rebounds, assists. He was getting steals tonight. He was being disruptive defensively, which was like so amazing to see.
Three steals tonight.
Yeah, it's just like you just see the difference in a player like this. These are two guys that have been called unicorns in their lives, and there's like. Or in their career.
Has Jokić ever been called a unicorn?
Early on. That term has kind of expired. Yeah.
It's totally expired. I feel like he came on after. The unicorn.
He got like
phase.
He got it early. Like,
they called him like Snorlax, I think.
Yeah.
Is that Pokemon?
It's like a weird looking horse.
Sorry, I don't know what's up with me.
But the thing about just Jokić scoring, it's just so funny. Like with LeBron, you know, is he a scorer or a passer? Well, he's both, but he's maybe primary. Jokić is just a sneaky 31. To your point, though, about Porzingis, sneaky, he was loud, too, but I'm just saying it's crazy how it just keeps adding up.
You're right.
And also, I bet if we looked at the scoring, it was 8 in every quarter. You know, just kept, just did it a little bit throughout the entire game. The thing about Porzingis, you made it sound not a winning player. I mean, he might be a winning player, to be honest. I think that's almost unfair. The thing is, he doesn't have the talent to be a centerpiece.
I mean, has he ever been on a winning team?
Yeah, I mean, one season.
Dallas.
But it wasn't because of him, though.
I just mean he's a role player. Like, he's like a...
Yeah.
He's like an Aaron Gordon or something like that.
Yeah, but he's like their best player. You, like, want...
He can't be. He can't be your best player.
I mean, it's like I'm only saying that because you look at the two big players out there, Jokic and Porzingis, and you just see how vastly different those two players are. Like their effect on the court and their effect on everything outside of just scoring points.
What is Washington doing?
What do they do?
Yeah, I'm just saying, what are they doing? They're one of those teams that is just perpetually in no man's land.
I don't think anything changes until they make a Bradley Beal decision.
Well, yeah.
And that's, but we've been talking about that for years and years. And both parties seem content to just run that back.
Yeah.
Porzingis did get in foul trouble, too. Part of it. Part of him cooling down in this game.
He got in foul trouble and then proceeded to not play defense the rest of the night.
That did happen.
He finished with three fouls.
You know, part of why it felt like he was so dominant? He scored on every starter in that first day.
Yeah. Dude, he was
literally
unstoppable.
Literally every starter.
Yeah. I mean, they were good moves. He had good shots, good moves. He had a lot going on. I don't know that I have like this big takeaway other than kind of what we talked about. The Nuggets playing their starters that many minutes really worked tonight. I don't know, like, I know later on we'll probably talk about are the Nuggets back and all these things. And part of me goes, the starters have always been good, man. Sometimes they win, or sometimes the starters are plus 28, and sometimes they're merely plus 12. And, like, when they're plus 12, it's like, all right, does the bench save us or not? Tonight, the bench kind of sucked. Again.
Yeah.
I thought last game, the bench kind of sucked. Like, I thought there were players that played well, but the bench collectively, and I just look at that again and... We'll get to it in the second segment, but there's one player in particular that you look at and go, there's some things this lineup is missing, and the player is not bringing it to him. I don't want to spoil it, but you can probably guess based on...
Just look at my timeline.
Just look at Harrison Wynn's tweets. All right, let's hit our first break. On the other side, let's dive into some of these very topics, including one, Jeffrey Green.
Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR, they're giving away the ultimate game day experience.
Bro.
And this is coming up very quickly.
Oh, man, we're announcing it on Friday's show, so you only have like 36 hours.
Two more days to get in on this. The game is March 30th. That's a week from tomorrow.
That's why we're doing it then.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about this. If I were you watching at home and you want to sit courtside for a Denver Nuggets game at home, what you should do is you should send that link to every person you know and tell them, hey, if you win this, take me.
Yeah.
Right now you have one entry, 1% chance.
That's smart.
Get all your buddies to do it.
That's Woo! Called gaming the system. They play the Pelicans, two tickets, courtside row 2, Club Lexus Access, parking pass, and DNVR gear. You can scan that QR code right there on the screen to enter, or you can go to thednvr.com/BreckSweeps. Again, sign up for that. You have like two more days to go. Also, shout out Ivy Nutrition. So we went to Ivy Nutrition a couple weeks ago. We got to go back. We're overdue to come back. I went to check the mail today. What do I get? A handwritten note.
I got one
from
too.
Ivy Nutrition thanking me for coming in. Like, that is customer service. That's why we love Ivy Nutrition. They work on a foundational level by safely and directly delivering vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients directly to your body. Check these guys out. They're located at Wash Park, corner Alameda and Downing. Anyone who mentions DNVR when they come in gets 50% off their first IV nutritional drip.
Deal.
It's a huge value. Call them 720-259-4404 for more information. IV Nutrition, corner of Alameda and Downing near Wash Park.
Yeah, right behind the Starbucks. It's on that corner.
Yeah. Mention DNVR, get 50% off your first IV nutritional drip.
All right, back here, segment two. So let's talk about this bench. The starters really are so good, and I love that Malone rode them. Did Malone ride the starters in the third quarter as a strategy, or because Murray was on fire and he was just like, we'll do it? I would suspect it was that. He has been staggering Murray, so I don't know. But this bench unit, Zeke Nagy's back in the rotation. I thought he was okay tonight. I don't think he did anything wrong tonight. I thought he was fine.
Yeah.
Christian Brown, I thought, was fine tonight. Bruce Brown, I thought, was fine. He had his moments that were really good. He had his shots that were really bad. And then Jeff Green, who actually made some plays again. Like, he was kind of an average bench guy. But when you talk about putting together cohesive lineups, we've tried this one a handful of times now, and the numbers are no different. Denver just won. I don't know that there's something. I'm always hesitant to say this is fixed. The starters were plus 28 tonight. They'll survive almost any bad bench then if they're plus 28.
I know. I'm just, the bench, it's honestly a pretty big concern for me, like heading into the playoffs. The bench and the defense are like clearly the two concerns that Denver has, because, I mean, you just hope in a playoff game that the bench isn't going to be like a minus 8, minus 10. Because I just don't think the Nuggets want to have to rely on their starters to be a plus 20 in a playoff game. Like, that's going to be tough to do every game. And I'm concerned about the depth, absolutely.
One thing about this tonight, though, actually, Bo, one thing about this tonight was, why did the Nuggets get to play their starters the way they did? It's because they had 2 days off.
Right.
That's a good point.
I do wonder, and they have 2 days off coming up after. This is a weird game.
What? What am I supposed to do with myself?
You're going to be in hell. You're going to be in hell over here, Eric.
You got to run the company.
Also known as off day.
I guess I can do all the other things I actually am paid to do.
Yeah.
But I do think that there's something to that. Like, maybe in the playoffs, when we talk about the bench, the starters just play collectively 24 minutes together.
That might be it.
And then you're talking about a little bit less.
There's a lot to that, man, and that's at least maybe some middle ground between what we saw and just, yes, they get X more run than they used to. Either that or you need to have two starters on the floor, I think. I just can't think of a five-man bench lineup that's going to...
Oh, we're way too far into the season to find a predominantly bench lineup that's going to work.
Precisely, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
All right, here's the thing.
I think we've sailed past that.
Well, there's always the one guy, right? There's always the one guy. It was Thomas Bryant. Yeah, yep. It's Reggie Jackson. Right. It's Facu Campazzo. It's always one guy. We just got to get him out, and then it's all good. And I think we're past that. But there is this one guy. who has had some ups, and like I said, he's had some good moments, but when you look at all the boxes that need to be checked in a lineup, rebounding is a clear one that's pretty big. What's the stat on Jeff Green?
Oh, don't say it.
Jeff Green has zero rebounds in his last 52 minutes. That's three games.
That's unbelievable.
That's
to do.
Three games.
That's a really wild stat. And Zeke's
and there's
not exactly
been some
a great
bad
rebounder.
Ones. Like, I've tweeted them out. I've been including them in articles. Like, he's let up some really bad offensive rebounds the last couple games on this road trip.
So now the question becomes, Eric, there is one guy left to try. There's one guy. It's Vlatko.
We went over this before. This is our last quibble.
Talking about this for two months.
But does it matter, or is this just like us finding a thing to like...
I mean, it matters. It definitely matters. I don't know. Like,
catch that biblical effort reference.
I mean, it would just be nice if there was somebody else that you could rely upon to get... I mean, rebounding aside, that is important. But also... Like, I just don't know what Jeff Green, like, what you can hope for. Like, he's open every play. Like, the defenses leave him wide open behind the three. He gets so many completely wide open three-point shots. He hits some of them. I mean, he plays fine. It's just, I don't know, like, why no Vlatko? Why no Vlatko? Why? What have we done? Did we do this, right? It's our fault?
That's obvious.
I mean, it's a theory, like, to be totally honest.
It's a strong
He was
theory.
Hurt before he came on the show.
That is true.
He actually recovered right after coming on the show. I'm not trying to take
miraculously,
credit for that.
Yeah. I think we all know, like, what's happening here. It's ridiculous. Like, it's ridiculous that Vlatko's not in the rotation. He's had a great season. He's played great this season. The best the bench has looked all year is when Vlatko was in the rotation and when Jeff Green was hurt.
This is my biggest reason for advocating for at least trying it, and why I think even with only 9 games to go, it's still worth it. The Nuggets, that lineup, if you said you're going to give me Brown and Brown, Vlatko and Zeke, the one thing I'll tell you is you're going to have a good defensive lineup.
Yes.
They might look horrible on offense, and then who you stagger becomes important. Is it KCP? Is it somebody else? Like, it's not exactly coherent. But at least you know you're going to defend. And if Denver can be good on offense with their starters, just buy time.
Yeah. And here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. And this is where I don't get, like, Michael Malone's call here to have Jeff in over Vlatko. What does Michael Malone always say about the identity of what he wants the Nuggets second unit to be? I want that group to play defense,
get stops and
rebound, run, and, like, play this hard-nosed brand of basketball that is just going to keep us afloat when the stars are out of the game. Jeff doesn't do that stuff.
Yep.
Jeff doesn't rebound.
Yep.
He doesn't defend. Like, he doesn't give a lot of extra effort. He doesn't get those 50-50 balls. Vlatko does. So that's another part of why I'm just kind of befuddled here with 9 games to go. And at this point in the season, I wonder if it's even too late to go to Vlatko. Like, I wonder
he'll need more ramp-up time.
Right? I wonder if this is set in stone.
I don't think so.
But what's the point of not playing him now?
I just wonder if the Nuggets have made that decision and there's just no going back.
Malone's a stats guy, and 3 games without a rebound is a stat that's like, you can't just, well, there's context. It's like, no, there's not. The ball just falls into your lap once a game.
Yeah.
And they're not. Some rebounds are inconsequential or like could have gone to player X, Y, or Z. As Wynn pointed out, Jeff has had some bad misreads. Oh, yeah,
you can go look at the film. You can look at the film and the offensive rebounds that teams have gotten when the bench is on the floor. It's not pretty.
However, having said that, Jeff was their
Isaiah Hartenstein.
Jeff was why those minutes weren't even worse tonight. But long term, I agree with you guys.
I think it's at least we're trying. I mean, I like Jeff. I also just think he's a veteran that if you went away from him and went to Vlatko over the next 2 or 3 games, which by the way are all tough games. But if you did that and then went back to Jeff, I just don't think you would lose anything.
Of course not, man.
Jeff's out of rhythm.
Jeff
and we
gets
ruined
it.
He totally gets
Jeff
it.
Jeff knows.
That's the thing. Like, he is a veteran. This guy's played for 500 years, man. He he's able to make that transition of playing, not play. He doesn't need to.
He knows.
It's like so, and it's really valuable to have somebody like Jeff on the bench that you can turn to, that you kind of know what you're going to get out of him. It's just the ceiling is not nearly as high as a young player like Vlatko, who is finding his footing, looked as good as he did in Eurobasket. Like,
this season, like 3 months ago, Vlatko was playing great.
That's what I mean. Yeah. He reached those heights that we were always just wondering why he wasn't able to replicate in the NBA. He was doing it. He was looking dominant. He was dunking from the free throw line. He was playing with supreme confidence and supreme effort, and it just looked like I don't understand it. I know that Malone like really likes having veterans. It's his like security blanket. I feel like every time we're like really banging our head on the table about why there's some personnel decision, it's always like that guy's a rookie or that guy's a veteran, and like I don't know, man.
But hold on, here's the thing though. Let's go through the panel. Would it make a difference, a meaningful difference?
I think it's better than not making the move. But I don't know how much it moves.
But if you were like gun to your head, predict what happens. They're going to play the next 9 games with Vlatko playing Jeff's role, same minutes.
I would say go for it. The defensive identity is your best bet in identity as an identity. Can't be worse.
Hold on a second.
What is going on right now?
Answer it.
Will it be better than the status quo?
It could be.
Oh my God!
I can't believe this guy.
This current iteration could not be better. The other
iteration, so no, that's a no.
Iteration could be better.
Freaking wait, what?
Freaking Teflon Brigenda over here.
This is clearly not part of the agenda for him.
May. He can't pin me down. All right. Here's what I'm saying. This current group, it's going to look like this. It's not going to get any better. The Vlatko group, is it considerably better? I don't know, but it has a chance to be. It's worth it.
I can't believe this.
Get off the show.
What just happened? I think vote broke. I think we just broke him. Wynn, do you think it would be better?
Yes. Okay, D-line now.
I think yes.
Okay, great. Adam?
I think no.
Okay. All right.
I actually just think it would be different and not really better.
It'd be better, man. Like, we've seen it with our own little eyes.
The whole thing with the bench is like, were any of these moves 100% going to solve the bench and they were suddenly going to be good because of it? No, I don't think any of us thought that the whole season. But I think we all believe that playing Zeke,
put your best
playing
foot forward,
Christian, playing Vlatko, all that would improve the bench from where it's at.
Yeah, like,
and that's actually kind of been the case all season. We've been right about that.
Yeah, man. Like, it's like, would it make it so that the bench was a plus unit? Probably not.
No.
Would it take it from a -8 to a -4?
Yes,
probably.
That's all we want.
That's kind of what I was saying.
You weren't saying anything.
Of course, that's what
check
you're
the tape.
Saying.
Decipher it. I think, and I see some people saying just stagger three players. Here's the deal.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
That's what I was
going
to say. Is this is what's going to? I do wonder if Malone has just punted on the regular season and is like, our bench is going to suck.
He's in chill mode.
I'm going to have to. He might be in chill mode. Where he's like, what's our magic number three? Like four? Like all right, nine games? Like he probably just does this, and then the playoffs. I did this with Matt Moore on Lockdown the other day. What are the odds? Actually, I should do this one. The odds are 100%. What game of the first round do we see the first lineup that's never played together in the regular
game
season?
Game one.
So you think game one we
second
see
half
some
game one.
Lineup that's so like two. These lineups never played. And that's the thing.
Beginning of the fourth quarter, game one.
Like that's why just stagger three starters. If you did that, you're probably getting into the 36, 37 minutes a night for all these guys. Malone's trying to avoid that, except for Murray. And so I think that's what it is.
Hey, man, you don't have to tell me. I've been wanting a five-man bench unit.
You want a five-man bench?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Remember, he was saying because he wants to rest the starters.
I do want a five-man
into
bench.
Into the playoffs. I don't disagree.
It'd be really funny.
I'm
if
in
the Nuggets,
chill mode.
I would love it if the Nuggets just played one game with all five starters, the whole, and then take him out. So everybody plays the exact minutes, but it's constant.
Let's make it the Utah game.
Philly would riot. 76ers fans would riot.
They'd get so mad about it. I'm telling you, man, that's one of the dumb things. Again, I don't care about the MVP, but it is weird how people have. Now the story is that the Nuggets are purposefully inflating Jokic's on-off.
Bro,
I'm telling you, people have reached
not,
so
that's
hard.
Not the story.
These people have
people
lost
that
their
really
minds.
Really believe that?
I know. But those people are messed up in the head.
They have lost. Their minds. Jokic has
the
melted
MVP
the Eastern
race
seaboard.
Has melted their brain.
The thing about hating, and I know this personally, is it's best when you actually watch, because then you can tailor the hate to like something realistic. Like, I'm not just making up how Tatum plays in crunch time. That's how he actually plays. If the Jokic haters just watched Jokic, they would know what they were talking about.
Is Jason Tatum overrated?
How much time do we have?
I just want to see if you can give a yes or no answer.
I would just say
no. No, he can't.
Yes.
There you go. He is capable of doing it. Any other bench points? Are we just going to suffer through this? Thomas Bryant, Reggie Jackson out of the rotation. I don't think
they're
getting
out.
Back in.
Oh, they are so far out.
The only question remaining now is will Vlatko get a chance again or not?
The answer, of course, is no.
I'd have to say no.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not.
Even though
that,
it
bro.
Should be,
he
yes.
got full Wally Pipped again. This happens. This is
maybe the worst Wally Pip of
this,
the Jokic
this
era.
This is the top pipping.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy.
You know the worst.
He came back and played one game,
and he was bad.
He you want to know? Not even one game. He played Jeff. 6 minutes.
You want to know the Jeff. Real?
He played 6 minutes.
The real biggest Wally Pipping of the Jokic era. What is it? Can you guess?
I think it's obvious. Nurkic.
Isaiah
I was
Hartenstein.
Say it's Nikola Jokic taking Nurkic's
yeah.
minutes.
I mean, actually, that was like a deserving Wally Pip.
Of course, but I'm just saying it would have never happened except for he got hurt and Jok was awesome. So there you go. All right, let's take a second break. On the other side, I want to play.
Second break? Wow, we're going crazy. I feel like we've been up here for hours.
Second break, and then on the other side, we'll get to segment three, where I want to start talking about some things, asking you guys, are you concerned? KCP's three-point shooting slump? Aaron Gordon's inability to do things physically?
Yeah.
Others I'll think of?
Guys, shout out to Backus and Shanker.
Yes.
We had the privilege of meeting Backus the other day.
I'd have him Backus
bar,
every
Kyle
every
Backus.
Game.
He was at the bar. We hung out with him for a little bit. Then he came on the show.
Bro.
Did this ad read for us yesterday.
You don't
that
realize
awesome.
How bad these guys are doing ad reads until you hear it from the source.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's like when you have pizza here, you're like, oh, it's good pizza. Then you go to Italy. What are we doing?
Backus was right there, right in that seat.
I'll never
just
leave the seat again.
Backus
I'll never
and Shanker.
Leave the seat again.
When you get hurt, Backus and Shanker is here to help. They got the easiest number to remember, 303-222-2222. They've won over $1 billion for their clients, and you don't pay them anything until they win your case. Backus and Shanker helps with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault. Car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks. They even help you if you're injured at work. 222-2222. Easiest number in Denver.
Boom.
Find out if you have a case for free. Backus and Shanker.
The only other easier number in Denver is Jokic points, rebounds, and assists.
Nice.
What was the line that he told you for the dial the twos? What was it? Man, he had a great line. When
he did?
Was like, I like to say...
Oh, just keep hitting two? Or
I can't remember. Something like that. Take the two or something. I don't remember. It was a good line. I'll have to go back to check the tape.
I was starstruck. I
thought
no
you
idea.
Were for sure going to bring this up every time. I thought you had like.
Were you more starstruck for Vlatko or Backus?
Well, all I know is that Backus is not getting removed from the rotation.
Oh, that's so true. Backus, we cursed him.
Backus
he
is staying.
He is the Jokic of Backus and Shanker. We learned that. According to him, though, I want to get Shanker's opinion.
Yeah. We need.
First of all, based on his description, Shanker's clearly the Jokic.
Shanker's taller. Backus is the
he
hub.
He controls
though.
The court.
Yeah, he is the hub of the firm.
The only thing about Backus, the defense could be better.
I mean, he's got so many other responsibilities. Yeah, can he really worry about?
Yeah, you want to foul out?
Illegal Pete's, this episode of the DNVR Nuggets podcast, brought to you by Illegal Pete's. This March, donate by drinking. It's as easy as that. They're teaming up with Tito's and Denver's Youth on Record program to raise money. For the entire month of March, $1 for every vodka fresh press sold goes to that cause. It goes to Youth on Record.
Drink for kids,
so
baby.
So stop by. They have 10 Colorado locations, including one right down the street from the bar. It's your go-to spot. Yeah. Burritos, Buddies, and Beer.
Burritos, Illegal Buddies, Beats. Beer!
The three B's.
I had
triple B's.
We went there for lunch
I
today.
Had both burrito and Buddies today. Me and Adam went to Illegal Pete's today.
No beer?
No beer. No, I don't care about the kids. You know this.
A little peek.
Well, you
got to
order the vodka fresh press.
Guys, you're feeling the vibe. Saturday's game, it's going to be a big one. I don't know. Are the Nuggets for real? They're kind of out of the slump. Are they back? We'll talk about that in a second. But Saturday's game is going to be, we're going to really have an answer as they take on the Milwaukee Bucks. And what do you know? We're tailgating this one. Party bus. We're coming to the DNVR bar. We're going to have some drinks with you guys. We're going to have a good time.
A rowdy.
We're going to go get rowdy. We're going to cheer at Ball Arena. Then we're going to come back here to the DNVR bar on a Saturday night, and we're going to have a good time together, and you can pop on the show. Post game, you want to pop on the show, sit in, kind of give us your hot take. All you got to do is buy a party bus ticket. The link is in the description of the show. Boom, right there. Kel's got it for you. So come join us. Just $20, you guys. Buy your own ticket, or if you already have tickets, get that. Come on the party bus. Somebody was here at the bar tonight, and when they say that they're coming, it's going to be their third party bus. So
yeah,
all of them
addicted.
Have been bangers.
He's addicted to the bus.
What was his line? He said something like that. Like, I mean, he had a great line where he's like, every single one has been worthwhile or worth
it. Yeah, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're so fun, man. It's one thing to go to these games and be like part of a larger organism. It's another thing to travel to the game in a smaller organism that's more powerful.
You don't even have to pay for parking.
You don't pay for parking. Like,
you show up and everybody goes, what's that? That bus looks fun.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
Yeah,
that white bus. Where did that come from?
Are the Nuggets back?
Is that to me?
It's a yes, no question.
I just got to be here till Christmas.
Yes, the Nuggets are back.
They're out of this slump.
Am I supposed to keep going? Is this one yes or no?
I mean, it's a podcast. I don't know.
I don't know the rules
anymore.
Did you
order some Jive Hive before today's show?
No, is this a yes or no question? Yes, I think they're back. Now, I know the Wizards are terrible.
Yeah.
That's important.
As are the Pistons.
Important data point. But it's just more that they're playing the right way. I actually thought Jamal played. We haven't talked about him. I really liked Jamal's game tonight. The playmaking was good. Limited the turnovers. Definitely knew that Mike had a hot hand at some point. Did a great job looking for Mike and then getting the ball to Jokic. I thought this was a good sort of... We talked about what it looks like if he scales back a little bit. I think this is a good example. So I think there's a lot of balance right now in the half-court offense. The bench is forever a question. The defense, I'm not sold on. But I think for the most part, this team's playing the right way again.
I'm going to say no. They're not back.
Okay, cool.
Some... healthy disagreement.
Yeah. Wow, we feel real contentious.
It's a podcast.
There's a lot of shades of gray. Yes and no.
I'm going to say no. I will amend that answer, though, potentially after Saturday.
No, wait, you can't do that.
That's a vote answer.
You're the hedger.
No, are they back at this exact moment? No, they're not. But Saturday, if they beat the Bucks and Jokic takes it to Giannis and it's just a statement win... that could bring them back. A win on Saturday against the Bucks That puts the Nuggets back, absolutely.
So they're within striking distance of back.
They can be back, yeah. They're not back right now, though. It's the Wizards, man. Like the Nets, the Wizards.
This is
right.
The best sports show
ever made. I'm glad the Nuggets got these two dubs. They finished the road trip 3-2. That's a good accomplishment for being in chill mode. But they're not back yet.
You're right. Eric, that's the right take.
Are the Nuggets back? Are they not back?
My literal big takeaway was that they're back. So I'm going to say, right. I'm going to say
that's really
no.
Awesome if he said no.
I'm going to say no. They got to work a little harder.
Cut whichever clip makes you look the best later.
Yeah, the ultimate hedge. I'll just go, no, of course. Yes. They are back. They play. Listen, they lost to the Spurs. In like embarrassing fashion. They lost games that were like, what are these guys doing? What back means is that the starters are engaged.
Yeah.
And the starters were plus 28.
That's a good point.
Plus 28 against vastly inferior competition. Yeah. They crushed them. That is what good teams do. And like the Nuggets are good again. Like we saw early on in the year. When we were like, is this team even capable of playing good defense? And then they showed us that they were able to play good defense. It literally is just effort. Yeah. It's effort, communication, all of the things that matter on the defensive end. And when they play defense, it turns into transition points very easily for them. Michael Porter Jr. is playing with supreme confidence right now. Jamal Murray looks quick. He doesn't look labored like he has.
I don't think he looks quick.
He looks much quicker than he did last week. He was
did
a little
quicker. Did he get to the rim today?
What's that?
Did he get to the rim today?
No, I mean, I just mean he looked quicker last game than he did this game. It looked like he hurt his hand. Yeah, it looked like he hurt his hand. But the point being, like, Jamal Murray looked like he was a top three player for the Denver Nuggets, which is not always the case. And that's really all you need, especially if you have a guy like Michael Porter Jr. that's willing to step up and able to step up and take on some of the point scoring that's required when Jamal Murray is not engaged. So, yes, they're back. We're back. Every Nugget's good except for all of the bench. Let's go.
I'm going to go with no on this one. And, I mean, it might just be that we don't get to see them in the regular season. Here's the thing about the Nuggets season. They weren't good to start the year.
Nope.
Then they were really good because Jokic was awesome and Aaron Gordon was awesome. Then they were good a little bit later on because Murray was awesome. And then I think over this last stretch, Michael Porter has been his best self. We have yet to see the confluence of all those things. That's when a team is really... I mean, if Denver's going to win a championship, I don't think any of the starting five can be bad. Maybe one or two. Like maybe KCP, you could say, yeah, he shot 36% from three or 37, and everybody else played great. But for the most part, you need all of these guys. And we have yet to see Murray be great, Jokic be great, Porter be great for a consistent stretch of time, and Aaron Gordon as well. And that's why I just don't know if it's there. And then lastly, you know, the defense is a big part of this, but so is the two-man game. Like, this is why these upcoming games are so important, is I want to see, does Denver's two-man game, can they get to it? They're going to be in clutch time. Can they get to it, and is it as effective against the top defenses in the NBA, which is what they're going to face here over the next couple games? So for me, I'm going to say no, but I am very curious to see what they look like as they get tested here. Casey, let's ask some things. Are we worried about these? Aaron Gordon, he's the one player to me that I'm most concerned about. Tonight, 12 points, just one rebound. I mean, think about what a beast he is. Just one rebound, one assist, one steal. He did go 2 of 3 from three, but he still... I don't know. Just doesn't quite look healthy. Grimaces sometimes.
What scares me about where he's at, he, more than anyone else on this roster, can provide the physicality, that fake sports media word we love to use. He just has that physical edge to him. He got little boyed by Denny Avdia tonight. He got sunned. Damn. I mean, it was Denny was playing physical, and Gordon was going flying. Now, maybe there is some stark contrast in motivation levels here in those games respectively. Maybe in the playoffs he brings it up a level. But I don't want to see him getting out physicaled, not a word. Out, you know what I mean? Just he should be the guy imposing that will on other teams. So I am a little worried about him right now. Just it's too easy to score on him, and he could also do a better job rebounding.
Yeah. I'm a little worried, and I mean, he's a guy who I really feel like the Nuggets need to find some rest for over the last couple weeks of the season.
Sit him.
And Denver went 3-2 on this road trip. Great. That was the goal. We said here before the road trip, if they go 3-2, that's a success. But I think they could have gone 3-2 without Aaron Gordon. Like, I don't think how he's playing right now and the intensity that he's bringing is doing a lot for the Nuggets in terms of getting W's.
No, dude.
I feel like he's just putting out a pretty average effort. Maybe because it's that point in the season. Maybe it's because he's really, really banged up right now. Mm. But I think they could have gone 3-2 if he just didn't play in these five games. So I definitely think Denver needs to get him rest down the stretch. And they need Aaron Gordon to be a beast in the playoffs. They need him to just be an imposing force inside. And he's not that right now.
It's so true. Like, they, frankly, Aaron Gordon's minutes should give way to Vlatko. Like, he should, seriously.
There,
like,
you go.
That's where Vlatko should get his minutes. Aaron Gordon is so, like, when he went up for that dunk, he dunked it hard, and he came down, and he looked, his ribs are still hurting him. They're absolutely still hurting him.
Well, there was a shoulder injury before a rib injury. I don't know which one it is that hurts, but I mean,
I don't know, but
uncomfortable.
He's just not playing with the same, I mean, his game is, when it's at its best, is a very physical one.
Yeah.
And banging and playing, you know, in that dunker spot and fighting for rebounds or all these things that are just, like, very obviously missing. And that's, it's not effort. Like, he's not moving the same. It's just, like, just don't continue to take punishment on that shoulder and that rib. Like, just sit the man down. Like, he doesn't need, his game is not such that he needs, like, to be in a rhythm to play well. He needs to just cut and beast inside. And, like, that, you can turn that on and off. Like, that's effort stuff.
KCP's been in a little bit of a shooting slump lately. You've noted Harrison, now it's gone down. It's all season long. Yeah. Are we concerned about that one, Wind?
Not as much. Definitely not as much. But there's just a little concern, because, I mean, KCP is not the youngest dude. He's on the other side of 30. But I trust KCP. I trust KCP to show up when it matters in the playoffs, and I trust him to show up big in those moments, just because he's done so in the past.
Yeah, I feel the same way. My bigger concern with KCP is lately I felt like maybe he started to press a little bit, particularly because the whole offense wasn't doing its thing, and then when he's missed some shots. So, you know, I don't want him to get into that mindset. Like, he can just let it all come to him. But I think about KCP in the bubble, man. He was the third Laker I feared for sure. That dude in the playoffs open in the corner, I believe the shot's going in. So he's cold right now, but I think he knows what to do, and I have faith he'll do it in the playoffs.
What's your level of concern, D-Line?
I'm not. I mean, again, it's a guy that's been around this long and has been as reliable.
Yeah.
It's just, and he's been amazing this whole year. It's just like everybody has looked bad for the last 2 weeks, and it, for one game or another. And so maybe he's in chill mode. K-chill P.
Michael Malone had this quote tonight where he was talking about KCP, and he said something like, we didn't get KCP for the regular season. Like, that's not why we got him. We got him for the playoffs. So he's been great this pretty much this entire season up until the last couple weeks. But, I mean, he's got to be that guy in the playoffs. Like, he's got to bring it for sure. That's the expectation.
The last one, and I'll kind of answer this one, is the defense. Here's the thing. We're going almost certainly to go into the playoffs without proof that the Nuggets are a championship defense. I mean, they have some big tests coming up, and they'll probably finish somewhere in the teens. I don't think they'll make the top 10. They probably won't fall out of the teens, but you never know. But going into the playoffs, I just don't think we're going to see that over those last nine games. I was hoping we'd see it even in games like this, but the fact that we're not, I'm not going to say I'm concerned, because I really do think Denver can defend, but a lot of that is kind of just going on faith. Like, Jokic has not been fantastic on defense lately. Even tonight, there was a handful of plays where you're like, Jokic, what's going on? So for me, I would go ahead and say I am concerned about that, and I'm bummed that we won't see it, but I'm also resigned to the fact that we're almost certainly not going to see it.
I agree with that.
I'm pretty resigned to it as well, but I mean, what if they just come out against Milwaukee and Philly and, like, hold both those teams to munders and, like, have this great defensive game plan against the Bucks and, you know, hold Embiid and Harden in check? Could that change it for you?
I don't know.
You kind of don't know until
you see it happen.
Yeah.
I just,
It would feel better. Look, I would feel better than I do now, for right. sure.
Yeah.
But will I be all the way to where I'm by?
To me, this like it really just comes down to Jokic's effort. Like, does he want to defend? And Jokic tonight wanted to defend. He looked good. He got
you
a bunch
he was
of
good on defense?
He was. I mean, he wasn't like at full tilt, like contesting every shot, but he was super disruptive. He got a bunch of steals. He was like swiping the ball. He actually, like, when Jokic was on Porzingis, like, he wasn't scoring in the second half. Like, and to me, Jokic is just, his game is always like, he'll play defense when it is absolutely required, but like I said, he doesn't like it. Like, he doesn't like to play defense. Like, we just have to get used to that fact.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually not that worried about the defense. I just know because we've seen it. Like, we've seen them turn it on for stretches during the regular season. I just don't think that they care enough at this exact moment. I mean, I think they care enough that they want to win games, but I don't think that they're like, we got to lay it all
it's
out
not
on the
do
court.
Or die.
Yeah, we got to start slap on the floor. We got to start, you know. And I feel like we've seen that out of them.
I think we're going to see the best or worst of the Nuggets this weekend. That's what makes it so freaking interesting.
I kind of feel like we're going to, yeah. No outcome would surprise me with their defense in the playoffs. If they played great defense, I'd be like, yeah, we saw some of that. If they looked horrible, I'd be like, yeah, we saw plenty of that.
Yeah, we saw a lot of that.
We saw plenty of that.
All right, let's take a break. Last break on the other side. We're going to get to these Super Chats. Get your Super Chats in now.
Also, hit that thumbs up. I see you out there.
Yeah, give us a like.
I see you who's guys, in the chat, who's watching, who hasn't given us a thumbs up. I see you.
What do you think? You're too good for the like?
Yeah, I see you. Pins and Aces, the official golf throw partner at DNVR. They've got polos, hats, golf bags. They got the beer sleeve as well. Keep 7 beers inside your golf bag, cold, the entire round.
Holy smokes.
Check them out, pinsandaces.com. Use the code DNVR. Get 15% off your first order and get free shipping. You can use that on polos, hats, golf bags, or the beer sleeve. They got other stuff too, not just that. Pinsandaces.com. Use the code DNVR to get 15% off your first order and get free shipping. That's pinsandaces.com, the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. Also, with Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR, make sure to check out the Mile High City Golden Ale. It's the best thing you can be doing
late at
night.
At the park.
I'm setting the scene. You're watching Nuggets game. You're watching the pregame show, maybe the postgame show.
Hold on, I'm gonna close my eyes. Okay.
You're watching.
Sure.
You got a Mile High City Golden Ale right in your hands.
Oh, God.
Nothing better than that.
Just pull it out of a sleeve with 6 of its buddies.
Yeah, right after you went and played an entire round of golf. And it's still cold. Mile High City Golden Ale from Breck Brew. Check out the Breck Brew beer locator at breckbrew.com to find out where you can get Breck beer.
Kale, the people have spoken. Let's hear what they had to say. Make that thing huge.
Freddie chiming in, $5. MPJ is a superstar. Our bench is cheeks. That's a fun bet.
Is that butt?
Butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Love to start stacking winners' lounges again. DNVR is the best sports coverage in America.
Let's go, dude.
Spread the word. Tell your friends. Tell your cousin.
Unless you're a Lakers fan, then it's still ESPN.
Yeah, still ESPN. That's right. Down under.
Josh Barnett from Down Under shouts Xavier Cooks, back-to-back NBL champ, Sydney baby.
Wow, that's incredible.
Nice. No idea what you're talking about.
I mean, he must have played tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, man. NBL is legit.
We love Australia.
Jack White, NBL product.
Jack White, I'm going to tell you something. I think we're going to get our Australian connection. I really do. I think we're going to get it.
Jack White's a player?
I don't want to go that far, but I just think Jack White.
He's a player. He's probably never going to actually play.
I think Jack White is going to have a PJ Dozier-esque run in Denver. Like 2-3 years.
Where everybody thinks he's way better than he actually is.
Yeah, and he'll play every now and then.
We're like, oh, Mr. Composure?
Yeah.
Comes back as a coach 10 years later. That's pretty good, Eric.
I'll be so pumped if we get an Australian player.
I love you. Literally, Adam is literally cheering for Jack White just so we can go to Australia.
That'd be so sick.
Stanley Sullivan thinks Jokic was solid defensively tonight. 3 steals, energy, plus 28, cool sunglasses.
Me and you, Stanley, we see things these other fools don't.
That's so true.
Clarity checking back in. Nuggets never lose whenever I watch live on my birthday at DC Arena. Let's I am the go. Nuggets lucky fan.
Hell yeah.
How many times have you done
go
that?
Go get a Kaimac over at Armbar.
I don't think you get a Kaimac.
Well, you just get a little
I think that, you get some Kaimac.
That's like butter you put on your bread yeah, and dude, eat that.
Kaimac is just basically you eat it and you're like, oh, man, this is butter. And they're like, no, it's cheese. You're like, I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah, it's like half like, butter, half cheese.
Somehow this is more unhealthy than actual butter. It's amazing.
It is goddamn delicious.
It's so good.
You know what else I also like is Ivar. You guys remember that the pickled like
there, like you could say well. Any word. Yeah, we like all like, the food. We that was incredible. It was the best meal of my life, and like I know I'll never have a better one.
It's like Dubliana Kobasica.
Amazing!
Is that it?
Incredible! Amazing!
Tell me if I got that one right, Serbs.
Nico Perez.
Dubliana Kobasica. I think
Jokic takes. He makes it look easy and uniquely makes it his own. It's laughable how effortlessly he jokes with some of the best athletes in the world.
Amen. So true, great man. Comment.
Well said.
Dude, the Sambor Stomper, whatever we're calling it. What is that? The Horsey Hezzy? I'm telling you.
We're not calling it that. We're not calling it that.
The Horsey Hezzy
Dreamcatcher dance.
It's the funniest move that works so well.
Like, dude, the Horsey Hezzy is undefeated. It tramples other teams.
If you told all these guys who are the best players to go to their high school, some of the best to ever go to their colleges, if you told them, like, one day you're going to get schooled by this guy that goes like this.
Yeah.
And you're just going to jump the wrong direction. Yeah. Like, what?
Daniel Gafford really is the perfect.
It literally makes
example.
No sense.
He's very you Thomas Bryant.
When you watch it, you're like, are those other guys like. They look like bad like extras in a movie. They're it's like watching the other team against Teen Wolf. They just jump.
It's like the they're bad. Like, it's like the jump, bad dude? Actor who they gave a basketball to be in a sports movie.
I love that. I'm such
against
a big fan
like
of that.
Michael B. Jordan.
All right, let's keep it moving. Gordon.
Oh hell yeah!
King of the Super Chat checking in. Ever see that movie scene where the plane dies? Everyone screams and the plane plummets. Just to sputter back on and swoop heroically into the sky. Yeah, that's the Nuggets.
That Denzel Washington movie? Yeah, is that what happens?
No, that Sully movie.
Crashes.
Yeah.
Was that the upside down one?
No.
Sully crashes
you
too.
Guys, yeah. Oh, you're right. Almost Famous?
Yes. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah, when they all talk about how they
hate each other.
All these like crazy revelations and
the plane lands. Yeah. By the way, we were joking the other day that's what happened to the Clippers.
I was going to make that joke today.
Who actually do hate each other.
Yeah.
And their plane did almost crash, and I'll bet you they all did yell at each other, except for Kawhi, who just sat there.
Bones, Kawhi was like...
Bones is like, and I'm kind of scared of Kawhi. Everyone's like, what? All right, sorry, next one.
He's like, I made a terrible mistake joining this team.
5-5-5-5-5-ish. We are so close, I can almost taste it. Another win down.
Oh, no!
Only one more win till 50 wins in the West. How are we going to celebrate 50 wins?
I can't wait. Rakia. You let us know.
Rakia.
Man, what a big day.
Alex Swingle. Nugs win. Mostly Denver jerseys in the arena tonight, and I met Calvin Booth.
He's
so tall. That is true.
He's really tall. And he's so tall, sometimes it's hard to hear what he's saying.
Yep.
You're like,
I get on my toes for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Nuggets going streaking. Shout out Vote and Dev, Kings.
Man, Dev got a shout out tonight without even being here.
Yeah, that's only
why
Dev could
only
do that.
Vote and Dev?
They're the short Kings.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy might just be 5'7". Tyler Peters, super sticker, a PB&J sandwich, and Rocky dance hand in hand underneath the words, we're back, arching overhead.
Dude, wow. me and the check, hell get yeah. it, man. The Nuggets are B-A-C-K, back, 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 yes. back.
And Shanker. Chris, does the Nuggets first time...
Does
the Nuggets first time live, loved the energy and aggression onto Milwaukee.
Oh, he must have watched the game live today.
Yeah, love it. Just watch the Nuggets, then pop in the post-game lounge in Super Chat.
Love it.
The realest of the real.
Living your
dude.
Best life.
The realest ones.
Dom Jones, first time chatting all the way from the UK.
Let's go.
You sound like you're from London.
You sound like you're from London. Back from work at 2 a.m. to see another win. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you, Dom Jones. Oh, let's do it.
Oh, from the pregame. Some people shouted us out, but Super Producer Kale said, F that. Yeah, we're not doing Super Chat.
Just so you know, Kale doesn't respect anyone in the chat.
Oh, and it's Alex Swingle again, who had Super Chatted in the pregame. Super Chat from the arena.
We would have known that he was at the game if we would have seen
Kale
that.
Wasn't damn it,
we should have connected everybody that was there. They would have been like, hey, where are you at? I'm over here. And then they would all become best friends.
What could have been?
Eli also Super Chatted in the pregame. He said, sending my love and prayers to Denver East High School community today. Let's end gun violence.
That's a good note to end on. Hit that outro music. Amen. There, Kale. For the Amen. Second time, we're actually doing... Do you have the artwork here, Kale? We on Monday, so against the 76ers here at the DNVR bar, we're actually holding an event because, for those of you who don't know, roughly 5 weeks ago, there was a student that was killed, shot and killed right outside of Denver East, which if you don't know, Denver East is about 500 feet away from the DNVR bar. It's right here. It's so close that the kids that go there used to come to this bar for lunch when we were open for lunch. They would come here. And they had a student that was shot and killed. Well, just today, there was a shooting, another shooting that happened at that school, and two administrators were shot. One of them in critical condition, one of them already released from the hospital, thankfully, but one of them. So on Monday, we're doing a fundraiser where a proportion of all the money that is spent at the bar will go to the victim's family. They have a GoFundMe set up, and obviously, you know, him being right here and in the neighborhood, somebody going attending school and obviously family living here, they reached out to us and said, hey, this is a thing, this is an opportunity. We jumped on it. So we'll be doing that. So if you want to come on Monday and watch the Nuggets versus the 76ers, just know that all the money you spend here will be towards a good cause with opportunities for you to donate as well. Okay.
Josh Barnett, Adam needs to come watch some bin chickens.
Oh, I know what that's all about.
What does that mean?
What is that?
Bin chickens are a, I think that they Let's might actually be vultures. They're, or
he doesn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, no, no, right. no, no. They're like, they crows. Actually, no, they're eat like trash out of the bin.
But they're not crows. They are. I watched the whole thing. They are a more majestic breed of bird that has been reduced to eating out of the garbage cans and has started to lose all of their feathers because they act as vultures do.
And How we need to go to shit? Australia to watch it. That.
Well, no, they just they're like not. They might be cranes. And they are they.
Josh, yeah. can you super chat again and explain
you
that?
You don't have to please? Super chat. They're ibises. They're ibises.
Oh, okay. Oh, there he is. Yeah, there he is.
Those are all right.
That's usually a water bird, yeah.
Yes.
The last bird to leave in a hurricane.
Yes, and so they now they live all over Australia and they eat out of the garbage can. They're losing their feathers.
Our everyone's favorite hater, Laking Ball, checking in. Guys, I am forced to be the biggest Nuggets fan these next two games yes. against the Bucks and the Sixers. Let's go. Still love hating, but for now.
But for now.
I love Laking Ball, by the way.
Yeah, pays you and him. The biggest Celtics watchers in the country.
I know.
And the homie S. Williams, too. Chat padding. Oh, all up to Denver East.
Yeah, all up to Denver East, man. Everybody, thanks so much for watching our show. Nuggets streaking a little bit. We got shows now Thursday and Friday. Going to be bangers because we're approaching a very important part of the season. Two very big, meaningless games. And I can't wait to preview them. Maybe have some guests on. Talk a little trash. Get our hypes up. Get all that going.
Let's do
Hit
it.
The like button on the way out.
Let's go.